The gospel reading tonight is Our Lady and Saint Joseph find the child Jesus in the temple. Our Blessed Mother says to him, "Why have you done this? Your father and I have been seeking you." He said, "How is it you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" And so he's making this very clear distinction between God the Father and Saint Joseph, that yes, in a legal sense, Saint Joseph was his father. And as we know, among the Jewish people, when a boy reached 12 years old, that was the age of emancipation, so he no longer needed to be under his father's rule in that sense. But that's not really what's so important about this. It's the matter of recognizing that in all things, he had to be about his father's business. Part of his father's will for him, as we recognize toward the end of the reading, is that he was to go back with them. And if he was emancipated at 12 years old, he didn't have to go back to Nazareth with them. He could have said, "Oh, no, I'm 12 now, I know everything." Well, he actually did. But you know, I guess you have to be 18 before you know everything. But anyway, he could have done something like that and said, "I don't need to go home with you guys. I'm emancipated now." No, he was about his father's business. And so part of his father's business was to be in the temple for those 3 days and to teach the teachers. Perhaps it was because they needed to know who he was, or at least to wonder, because they would have known 12 years earlier, there was this stir that happened in Jerusalem when there was a baby that was born. They were wondering where the newborn king of the Jews was to be born, and the three wise men went to Bethlehem to find him. They would all know this. They were there. They had to be questioning. They had to be wondering, who's this amazing kid who's able to do this? So whatever reason, that was part of his father's will. And now, 3 days later, it was his father's will that he was to go back to Nazareth and that he was to be subject once again to Mary and Joseph. So you see the absolute humility of God, that he is willing to make himself subject to his human parents, to his own human creatures, the very people he created. And what's even more wonderful, especially when you think of our Blessed Lady, but the same would be true with regard to Saint Joseph, he created them for himself and then made himself subject to them. Now that's not the part that's even the most astounding, because then we look at another 21 years later, and Jesus says, "You are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church. Whatever you declare loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. Whatever you declare bound on earth will be bound in heaven." He continues to make himself obedient. Are we? Think about that. If God is going to allow himself to be obedient to a human creature, we, in our arrogance, refuse all too often to do such a thing. It's beneath our dignity, really. Wasn't beneath his. He's God, and it wasn't beneath his dignity to be obedient, but somehow it's beneath ours. We need to really think about that. And we need to think about it very, very seriously, because St. Paul brings up the same basic point and said he was obedient even unto death, death on a cross. And elsewhere he says that we are saved by the obedience of Christ. Not just simply by the fact that he went through the passion, but the disposition with which he went through the passion. It was humility, It was charity. It was obedience. Are we willing to do the same? Are we willing to be obedient to whatever God asks us to do? Now, of course, we would be very quick to say, of course I am. Right. So read the prophets and ask yourself, would you be obedient to God with some of the bizarre things that he asked the prophets to do? Read the Gospels and ask yourself, or would you be obedient as Jesus was obedient, even unto death? Yeah, we even scream about what they did to Jesus. What do you think we would do if they were doing it to us? Would we remain silent like he did? Would we pray for the people who are doing this the way he did? Well, ask yourself, what do you do now? You're not even being put to death. You're hardly even being scratched. And oh my goodness, you would think that the end of the world was coming. We whine and complain and scream about everything. And then we'll turn right around and say, of course I would be obedient to whatever God asks. Yeah, if God stood right in front of you and said, here's what I want you to do, maybe we would be obedient. And that's a big maybe, because that's exactly what he did to Adam, and how obedient was Adam? Yeah, the rest of us have paid for that ever since. But God doesn't have to stand right in front of us and tell us, because obedience to the duties of our state in life is God's will. Dealing with the things that God allows in our lives is all part of God's will. And how obedient are we to them? You see, we'd like to be able to say, I am so virtuous, I am so obedient, I am so humble. Yeah. I'm so humble that I'll brag about it. That's how humble I am. I am so proud of my humility. Oh boy. Yeah, if that's how we are with our humility, how are we with our obedience, and how are we with our charity, and how are we with anything else? Yeah. We're not. We have a long way to go to become like Jesus. But at least we can start by becoming like our Blessed Lady and allow all these things to get into our heart and start to ponder them. Start to look at how we can live our lives more perfectly in obedience to the will of God. Would we even be able to say, I must be about my Father's work? Is that the disposition that we have? So again, at least to begin striving to conform ourselves to that, to want to have that disposition. That's a great beginning. Maybe by the grace of God, by the time we die, we can get close to it. But at least we can get started. And that's what we have to do, not just give it lip service, because when we do that, we demonstrate ourselves for what we really are. And what we say and what we do are not usually in sync very well. And so, in order to bring those into conformity with one another, we at least need to start by changing the disposition so that we do want to be about our Father's will, that we do want to be conformed and be obedient to the will of God, that we do want to follow the example of Jesus. And in order to do that, like I said, begin by following the example of his mother, who was obedient to all things, but as we see, didn't necessarily understand them all. So we're not being asked necessarily to understand it, but to ponder these things in our hearts and to be obedient to the will of God.